Country Club FM.
Well, we've got another new one here. Let's debut it. I have no clue how to play this, but somebody brought it to Hooked on Classics. That's the best I can do.
We talked about it.
Did that sound like the beginning to Don't Go Breaking My Heart? Kiki D and Elton John? Anybody?
I broke something. Wasn't my heart.
It's a harmonica. It's like a... it's not an expensive one, but we don't need an expensive one here. None of the things that we have here are expensive on the Bob Morning Show.
Right.
It was like a promotional one. PT actually gave it to a gentleman by the name of Harley.
So is it a Traveler's one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Traveler Beer Company.
Yep.
And he re-gifted it to me.
Nice.
So my apologies to Billy Boy Arnold, Slim Harpo, and Shaky Jake, some of the great harmonica players in the history of the hobo harp.
Re-gifted brand new, or is it used?
Yeah, it hasn't been used. Hasn't been used. He claimed, and I don't see, there are no remnants of use on there. So it's
just another one that I can't use when
you're
gone.
It's not starting to rust. Yeah, exactly. That's the one that I might need to practice. I didn't even know how to blow into it.
Right.
And you can blow and you can inhale and exhale.
Yeah.
So that's good.
We'll get Pat Hayes from Lamont Cranston to come in here and give you a lesson.
Here are some of the interesting, some of the other names for harmonica. Okay. The mouth organ, you've heard that.
Sure,
mouth harp. I use the hobo harp. Yeah. That's a good one, hobo harp. Reckless tram. They called it the harpoon. The tin sandwich. And this is one I like the best, Mississippi saxophone.
Ah, I like it.
Let's get into this date in history today, Monday, March 6th, 65th day of the year. Ferdinand Magellan discovered Guam on this date.
What?
Guam, sir, there's nothing going on Guam. Why Guam?
Ferdinand Magellan went to Guam. Magellan on this date, 1521. Sergeant Marcuson, or whoever he was from Good Morning Vietnam, he didn't want to go to Guam.
No.
Major Sergeant, it was Marcuson.
Yes.
No, he was Marcuson. Maybe it wasn't Marcuson was from Few Good Men.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name in, I can't remember.
I can see him, yeah.
1521, 1836, Mexican General Santa Anna. You've heard of the Santa, we're going to have some Santa Anna winds today. It's going to be windy, but this is the actual man, Santa Anna. And his army captured the Alamo. The siege in the Alamo ended on this date. San Antone, 13-day battle.
Davy a lot of guys
Crockett,
died, yeah.
Including Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie.
I think there were a few survivors. They didn't kill everybody they could have. There was less than probably 30 or 40 survivors.
Billy Bob Thornton.
He was
187 U.S. soldiers and others, volunteers,
just
killed
volunteers
during that siege, 1836. Remember the Alamo.
Remember.
1857, U.S. Supreme Court handed down its decision in the Dred Scott case. Court ruled that black Americans were not full citizens. The case came about when an escaped slave filed a lawsuit to have himself declared free.
Very important U.S. history there.
Louisa May Alcott wrote the book Little Women.
Mm-hmm.
Died on this date at the age of 55.
She was young.
That was 1888 on this date.
Oh, yes. King of the March.
When we were in marching band, we had to do a couple of Sousa marches.
Absolutely. It was mandatory.
That's the time when we were out marching during middle school band that I moved. Do you remember, I tell you the story where I moved the little barricade? There's a barricade on one of the streets, and when our bus turned, it just barely missed it until the one time when we were out marching, and I moved it just a little bit, and then the next morning, our bus driver nipped it with the back rear dualies.
Very nice.
I just broke it. It was barely, but yeah. I was a real jokester back in those days.
You were, and you still are.
And kind of putting people at risk, too. That was a risky maneuver, actually, now that I look at it and think back to it. But John Philip Sousa gave us the Stars and Stripes Forever. He died on this date, 1932. He was 77 on this date. And I believe he had something to do with the big grand opening of the the big old tower there in downtown Minneapolis.
The IDS?
No, the other one.
Fauché?
The Fauché Tower.
Okay.
He was still alive when they opened that. They patterned it after the Washington Monument, and I think I remember seeing something where he played there.
There you go, little Fauché Tower.
Trivia. I fact check
that. So that was 1932. 1970. I bet you can't guess who's singing this song.
You're loving, baby, and all you do is crying. Can you feel? Those feelings real. Look at your game, girl.
I don't know.
Charles Manson.
What?
Charles Manson, on this date, 1970, released an album. It was called Lies. He released the album to finance his defense against murder charges.
Oh, my God.
We don't know how many he sold. And well, how much
I hope,
of that.
I hope very few.
Yeah. 1970. 1973, Larry Heisel, who was with the Twins at the time, pretty good run producer. He became the first ever designated hitter in a major league game. But, of course, it would have been spring training.
Right.
First ever spring training game, Larry Heisel became the first DH. A guy by the name of Ron Blomberg.
Yes.
The New York Yankees was the first regular season DH.
Okay.
So, Larry Heisel, who would leave the Twins after the 77 season to join the Milwaukee Brewers.
He had a couple of big years.
Free agent.
Though.
Yeah, he did.
75 was a big year.
How many times have I said that? If they kept that team together, Lyman Bostock, Larry Heisel, Rod Carew, into the early 80s, maybe they would have had something.
Right.
But then at the same time, that wouldn't have set the stage for the class of 82 to come in. That might have, Twins may have traded those pieces away.
Yeah.
Although with Calvin Griffith, I mean, it was Calvin would never have held on. But if somebody would have bought the Twins prior to that, would have had deeper pockets, would have kept those players together, you know, who knows. But then, like I said, that we might not have had the class of 82.
Herbeck and Gaetti and Bruno and Laudner.
Tim Laudner and Frank Viola.
Yeah, that squad did pretty well.
1978, Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint. You ever wondered why he was always in a wheelchair? He was shot, left paralyzed. In Georgia on this date, 1970. Why was he shot? Was he shot because of who he was?
Yeah, somebody took a shot at him. They didn't like him.
1981 on the CBS Evening News.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness.
That's the last time he said, at least on the CBS Evening News, and that's the way it is. I mean, he would pop up on CBS often after that, but he was doing other special reports and would do some consulting and election analysis. But 81 was the day that he handed the reins and the CBS Evening News over to Dan Rather.
One of the greats.
1981. 1983, the United States Football League began its first season of pro football competition. What was your favorite USFL team? I like the Memphis Showboats.
Didn't Jacksonville have a team?
The Oakland Invaders were good.
There you go. Yeah.
But they played 3 years, and you know who you can credit for the death of the USFL? Donald Trump. Because after the 85 season, he pushed to move to a fall schedule.
Yeah.
And then they sued the NFL, an antitrust suit that said they had a monopoly, and that was the whole thing where they won a dollar.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Remember they did. That. The USFL won the suit, but they were only awarded $1.
$1.
And they could no longer afford operations, so then they closed up shop after 3 years. That was all for the USFL.
Probably for the best.
The Vikings did pretty well. They got some USFL players. Didn't Keith Millard go there? And then they got him. And then Gary Zimmerman and Anthony Carter were some other players that they were able to pilfer from the USFL. Back in 1992, a computer virus known as Michelangelo hit thousands of personal computers around the world. That was 92. That was still early in the personal computer era. 2016 in the news. Let's go to CNN.
We are very sad to report breaking news right now. Nancy Reagan, the former First Lady of the United States, has passed away. Mm. Very sad moment for all of us, especially those of us who covered Nancy Reagan. So many of those years, those wonderful years when her husband was president of the United States.
There's Wolf Blitzer reporting Nancy Reagan's death a year ago, exactly a year ago today. She was 94 years old. Birthdays here today. Let's do a birthday flashback from yesterday.
Oh, no, we're going to rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
You ever been to Electric Avenue?
Oh, we're going to rock down.
Cruised it a few times.
It's a heck of an avenue, there's no doubt. Eddie Grant does a little reggae, brought reggae to pop music there.
Yes, he did.
He did the theme to the movie Romancing the Stone as well. That was really his only other hit. 69 yesterday
what
for
year was
Eddie
that
Grant.
Song you big
that would been 83.
Yeah.
82, 83, somewhere okay. in there.
Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue. Eddie Grant is 69 today. He always... I tell you what, the economy hinged on what this man said. Alan Greenspan.
Oh, sure.
Were they not or were they going to raise interest rates? I don't know, but Alan Greenspan knew.
He knew.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman, Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, still going strong. He is 91 today.
Seemed like he looked 91 when he was 71.
Yeah, yeah, he had, but still going strong. He's got that Abe Vigoda situation going on there. Russian astronaut Valentina Tereshkova, first woman to travel in space.
Yes.
She's 80 today. One of the Supremes, Mary Wilson. Happy birthday, 73 today. He was Meathead.
Nitpick? Let me tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
A meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Oh, yeah, now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead.
In the land that I love.
He and Archie had some good, good moments.
Yeah.
Especially when they'd get stuck in the door. They'd try to go through the kitchen door at the same time. And they would get stuck. And, of course, as a director and everything, Rob Reiner was not a meathead. He was not dead from the neck up.
Oh, he's very good.
Very good. Few Good Men. Stand By Me. Spinal Tap, of course. When Harry Met Sally. These are all great movies. Rob Reiner is 70. Carl Reiner's son.
Yep.
Very 70 today. Man. And I mentioned this song earlier. You knew I was teasing it. Kiki D is 70 today, singing there with Elton John. Her other big hit was I Got the Music in Me, yeah. I Got the Music in Me, I Got the Music in me. Kiki D got the music in me. She is 70 today. And for the longest time, that was Elton John's biggest selling record.
Yeah.
That was the biggest selling single then until I think the whole King thing, the Lion King. When that came out, I think the songs on there that he did eventually surpassed that, or certainly was the one that he did for Princess Diana. But Kiki D is 70 today. He gave us the Fosbury Flop. Dick Fosbury.
Very nice.
High jumper, track athlete. He is 70 today. He
revolutionized.
He revolutionized, and I'm glad because I couldn't do it the other way. Once he came out with the flop, then I still couldn't do it, actually.
I could get like 3 feet on the Fosbury.
Stedman is 66 today. Stedman, the partner of... They never did get married, right? They're still just partners.
Yeah.
Partners, Stedman.
Partners, brothers, and friends. No, that's somebody else.
Stedman is 60 today. Tom Arnold.
That is one crazy get-up you got there, fella.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you in the show?
No, actually, I'm English.
Of course, he would eventually ask for a courtesy flush later on.
Blow out an O-ring.
Tom Arnold is 58. Some people think he's really funny. Some people don't like him. But, of course, he was married to Roseanne. She was Roseanne Arnold there for a while. And he is 58 today. Comedian
that was
actor.
An Austin Powers.
That was from Austin Powers,
there,
correct?
Yeah.
Comedian actor D.L. Hughley is 54. Skip Ewing. I got some music from Skip Ewing. Oh. Happy birthday.
I got
yeah, you do.
Probably as known as much for his songwriting as his singing. Maybe more so.
Give us some of the big hits that Skip Ewing wrote.
Fact checker, Skip Ewing.
Got it.
Burning a hole in my heart. I think this was his biggest hit.
Yeah.
But he is 53 today. Connie Britton in the TV show Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She's 50 today. Shaq Diesel. Dominating. Big man out of LSU. Shaquille O'Neal is 45. Quite a character, too.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten any smaller.
No, he has not gotten any smaller.
He is a mountain.
Shaquille O'Neal, he's 45 today. Jake Arrieta, another sports
figure here, an athlete, Jake Arrieta. He is the pitcher for the Cubs who won the National League Cy Young a couple years ago.
Yep.
He is 31 today, and our rapper today is rapper Tyler, the Creator. He's Tyler, the Creator. Do you know him?
I do know him, yes.
Okay, Brittany knows him. That's good. Is he the Creator? Is he really?
You think you're something special if you call yourself the Creator.
Right, yeah.
Well, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that's kind of his bit. He's pretty good, though.
Does he think he's God? Is that why?
Yeah.
That
he does have an ego.
Oh,
for
gosh.
Sure.
Well, that's all right. He's 26. I'm sure he's done a lot.
Sure.
So, happy birthday to him.
All right, gone but not forgotten artist Michelangelo. And again, if you just have one name, you are something. You know, you're something special.
And today, the Michelangelo virus, the computer virus, went out in 92, as
there
we learned earlier. So
I'm
sure that was not a coincidence that it went out on Mike, because those computer virus guys are pretty smart.
They are.
Apparently.
They timed that perfectly and named it after Michelangelo. He was born on this day, 1475.
Spent a lot of time on his back.
Yes, painting ceilings. The Sistine Chapel, of course, one of his most famous works, and also the sculpture of David. It was a little risque.
He invented the popcorn ceiling as well, the popcorn texture, using the texture paint and the plaster.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
So many of us have in our homes.
Sure.
That's Michelangelo, too. Check it.
Cyrano de Bergerac, French soldier and author.
Didn't he have a huge nose?
Yes, of the famous play which bears his name. Cyrano de Bergerac. Where's Ed Sullivan to introduce him? That would have been good. He was born on this day, 1619. Baseball Hall of Famer Lefty Grove, one of the great early pitchers. He was born on this day, 1900.
He was a right-hander, but his name was Lefty.
Well, probably not. He was actually pretty good lefty, too. Went into the Hall of Fame
He brushed his teeth right-handed, though. We know that.
Well, there you go. One of the, we credit him for doing as much for our kind of music as any man.
And there was a song written about him going from Austin to El Paso. Oops.
We're talking about Country Music Hall of Famer Bob Wills.
Yeah, and I had a Bob Wills song here, and I just clicked the wrong button. We're going to have to skip it.
He was known as the king of Western swing, Bob Wills. Maybe we'll play something from Bob here a little bit later on. We just had him on the day that he died. He died just short of his birthday, and he was a young man, as we know, when he passed away. Comedian, actor Lou Costello.
Just a minute.
What's wrong?
Just a minute. $15 went south. You gave me a lot of your fast talking.
Now, take it easy.
Have you got 2 pence for 5? And me, like I said, I give you 2 pence for 5 over there.
Wait a minute. Are you accusing me of cheating?
No, but you got 2 pence.
Here's your 5. Give me back my 2 tens.
Poor Lou.
He and Bud Abbott formed one of the most successful comedy acts of all time, both stand-up on stage and of course, in the movies. Lou Costello was born on this day, 1906. He was the right-hand man. He was the guy. Johnny Carson, dear friends forever, we're talking about Ed McMahon.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, all-omniscient, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan... The Magnificent!
Hi-oh! Hi-oh! There it is. We got Ohio in there. 1923 for radio and television announcer Ed McMahon. And, of course, he was also the host of Star Search.
I got another one here from Ed because this is my favorite.
What do we have tomorrow? I don't know. Well, I'm not going to be here. I don't know.
Are you putting me on?
No, I'm off. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, so...
What do you mean you're going to be out of town?
I'm going to be.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I know that, but I can take a day off once in a while. You certainly invented it.
Hi-yo! That was a good one. Yeah, he and Johnny were so great together. It was just a treat to watch those two interact on The Tonight Show. Ed McMahon. Astronaut Gordon Gordo. What a clever nickname they came up with. Astronaut Gordon Gordo Cooper was born on this day, 1927.
Gordo means fat.
Oh, it does.
In Spanish, but you can't be fat and be an astronaut. They don't let fat people up there.
No, I would not be an astronaut. Singer, songwriter, entrepreneur Sylvia Robinson. You may know her for some of her songs, including this one.
Love is strange. Yay, yay. Lot of breeze.
Her and Mickey.
Yes. Mickey Baker.
Yeah, Mickey and Sylvia. And Kenny and Dolly had a hit with this
Yes.
In around 89, 90, somewhere in there.
Pillow Talk was another one from 1973.
Oh, I like Pillow Talk.
And she also launched the first hip-hop label, Sugar Hill Records, back in 1979. Sylvia Robinson. Politician Marion Barry Jr., born in the state in 1936. Was he the Washington, D.C. mayor that had some drug issues as
Got
well?
Got caught smoking crack.
Yeah.
Did his time and then was reelected.
Reelected. They were able to...
Very get, forgiving.
Give him a second chance. Country musician Doug Dillard. From the Dillards, you may remember, from 1937. And he was the captain of the 79 Pirates that won the World Series. I think he was also with them in 71.
Papa.
When they won with, Bob Robertson and Roberto Clemente. Papa Willie Stargell was born on this day, 1940. He had one of the greatest routines before, you know, when he was in the batter's box, the waggling of the bat.
He did.
Then the 360s, and then he was ready. Great left-handed power hitter.
Almost Mike Hargrove-like.
Yeah, yes.
The human rain delay.
Willie Stargell was born on this day, 1940. They're all gone.
Gone,
but not forgotten.
All right, I have several facts for you. John Philip Sousa was present during the Fauché Tower dedication in Minneapolis. He wrote the song Fauché Tower Washington Memorial March, especially for the occasion.
By the march.
Yep. Also, Larry Flint, never really proven who did shoot him, although white supremacist serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin confessed to the shooting many years later, claiming he was outraged by an interracial photo he saw in Hustler. Electric Avenue came out on Eddie Grant's 1982 album, but it wasn't made super popular until 83 with the help of an MTV music video. Oprah and Stedman have never been married. And finally, are you looking for titles of Skip Ewing's song? Is that the last one here?
There are some that he wrote.
That he
maybe.
Wrote. For
oh,
other
that
artists.
He wrote for other artists. Oh, gosh, you guys threw that one at me.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right, yeah.
We'll play this instead.
Okay.
That's the Bob Almanac, by the way. It'll be posted online if you want to enjoy it later.
And it's brought to you by?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.